On Thursday, the state attorney general released a controversial audit of the state's behavioral health providers. The release came after New Mexico In Depth and the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government sued the state for access to the report. Governor Susana Martinez had used the audit to accuse some of the providers of fraud. Most of those organizations were forced to close their doors because the state would not release Medicaid money to pay them. Medicaid is the government's health insurance program for low-income people and covers many mentally ill individuals and those who struggle with addiction. So tens of thousands of clients were shifted to new providers in a chaotic transition process. I'm here with Tripp Jennings, Executive Director of New Mexico In Depth. So Tripp, you have reported on this situation since 2013. What did you think when you finally got your hands on the audit Thursday?
Well, it's a 400-page audit. We had reported on it so much that we didn't expect to find definitive proof of fraud in this thing. What we found was that the auditing firm from Massachusetts had used a statistical formula to basically extrapolate how much they thought that these 15 providers had overbilled Medicaid.
Was there proof of fraud in the audit?
There was no proof of fraud. And the reason that this is so interesting to news media is that in 2013, when the administration, Susana Martinez's administration, kind of trumpeted the news that this audit had uncovered $36 million in possible fraud and potential overbilling. Basically, looking at the audit for the first time, all of the audit yesterday, what I found in analyzing the document was that $34 million of that $36 million that they said was potential overbilling and possible fraud started with $42,000 in questionable claims that the auditor had found in all 15 organizations over 3.5 years.
So how did $42,000 in questionable claims turn into such a big deal?
The auditing firm from Massachusetts, Public Consulting Group Incorporated, used a statistical formula to extrapolate from the number of questionable claims to arrive at this much larger number based on how much each organization had billed Medicaid over the 3.5 years.
So they said, we are looking at the tip of an iceberg and we're going to estimate how big this iceberg is. But when explorers dove down under the water, they found that the iceberg wasn't nearly as big as has been predicted?
Actually, it's even, to go with your metaphor here, it's that really we can't even judge whether there's an iceberg or not. Because in auditors, typically, it's common practice for auditors, once they have preliminary findings, these $42,000 in questionable claims, usually in usual practice, an auditor would go to an organization and say, we found so many questionable claims. Can you answer why this is? Is there documentation that you can say that, you know, these were correctly billed to Medicaid? Maybe we found that some people were not credentialed correctly. They weren't doing the jobs they're supposed to be doing, or?
So let me ask you this. There's always going to be a small amount of mistakes, overbilling, abuse in the system. Now that you've seen the audit, does this seem like a fairly unremarkable amount of mistakes, maybe fraud, maybe abuse?
Honestly, I can't say definitively either way, because the auditor was not able to go to each of the organizations and say, we found these questionable claims. Can you explain why this is? And that's common practice among auditors. They were not allowed to do that.
Who didn't allow them to do that?
We've not gotten, all I can tell you is that the auditing firm from Massachusetts, Public Consulting Group, told me in December that it's not their normal practice to go to organizations and say, this is what we found. Can you explain? In New Mexico, they did not follow that normal practice.
So why do you think the governor and her team were so loud in proclaiming the finding of fraud here? I mean, was this just a triumph of rooting out fraud, or were there political motives here?
I really can't say. I think that question is probably best addressed to the governor and to the folks who made that decision. Some of the folks who were helpful in making that decision have left the state are no longer with the administration. Sidney Squire, who was the Human Services Department Secretary, is no longer part of the administration. Dinah McWilliams, who was part of that team, has left the state. So we don't know. And really, I think those are questions that probably are going to arise and be asked more frequently now that this audit is out.
So what is the lingering impact for people with disabilities who depended on behavioral health services?
So what happened after this audit was released is the state of New Mexico shut off funding to 15 of these organizations. Many of them closed because they needed that money that they were receiving from the state. New Mexico brought in some 5 Arizona companies to fill the gap, but there was a very chaotic transition for tens of thousands of New Mexicans who are mentally ill or struggling with addiction. Now, Southern New Mexico might go through a second transition because now one of the 5 Arizona companies just announced that they're going to pull out of New Mexico at the end of March. So they're, you know, actually I saw the Roswell mayor up here Monday, Dennis Kintai, a former Republican lawmaker. He was up here telling some of his former colleagues, we've got some real trouble here in Roswell because we're losing the healthcare provider.
And what is the fate of some of these companies that went under? Will they be able to resurrect their businesses and get their clients back?
I honestly, Gwyneth, I do not know. Several of them have shuttered their doors. No one seems to know whether they'll be able to arise from the ashes like a phoenix. I just don't know.
Thanks, Tripp, for talking to me about the release of the behavioral health audit.
You're very welcome, Gwyneth. Thank you.